Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, on Monday, we like to take a look at the monies. It's the Monies Mondays here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And you might be kind of gritting your teeth these days if you're just looking at the stock market. This is a lot of grinding and gnashing of teeth. But here to discuss is Scott Martin from HillaryKramer.com, one of her leading researchers. And, Scott, always a pleasure to speak with you. You also author the Trading Desk email, which people can get if they go to HillaryKramer.com. Just click on the Trading Desk link on the front page, and you can start having that to hit your inbox ASAP. Okay, today you're talking about two different things. You're talking about a challenge, and you're talking about an opportunity. Let's break down the challenge first. You said there's kind of four pieces to this.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me on today, as always. I think the challenge that everyone on Wall Street is facing right now is you got four pieces of a bad pie. Inflation, it's obvious. Everyone's working hard just to get ahead, because your money's worth less and less every day.
Every day. The stuff that's sitting in the bank account is the savings accounts.
Just going to the store becomes a nightmare, and you need that to live.
Yeah.
So we don't see inflation really getting any better through Thanksgiving at the earliest, and probably through the holidays. Next year, maybe some bright side. In the meantime, you've got a slowing economy. That we all know that. We can feel it. It's getting colder out there. That's what the Fed wants. And I think that's what really scared the market last week. Jay Powell came out there and he said, we're looking for a housing correction. We actually want this thing to crash. We want people to be thrown out of work. That's what we want. And that's kind of a scary proposition, because if you're already working so hard just to stay where you are, suddenly you might get kicked off the bus. And that's bad for companies. You know, we saw FedEx warn. We're looking at Nike on Thursday. And if the companies aren't making money, they're going to lay people off. If they are making money, though, we go on as normal. Fed gets a soft landing, and maybe inflation goes down. Maybe interest rates go down, too, next year. So that's the challenge. And it's a headache for everybody, gnashing of teeth.
Well, and you said that that stagflation, that slowing of the economy, when combined with interest rate shock, that's the absolute worst combination of all of it.
It's tough medicine. You need tough medicine for a tough disease. That's what inflation is. But, you know, tough diseases, the treatments can feel so bad when you're taking them.
You say that with that challenge comes an opportunity. What are some of the things people should be thinking about?
Well, I think the first thing is, this is a gut check for your own personal money psychology. If you're conservative by nature, you want to keep money under the bed, keep that money under the bed for a couple of months. You're not going to lose it, which is great. You're going to have it available in an emergency, and you're probably not going to lose a lot of money. You're not going to give up a lot of gain, because there's no instant gratification on Wall Street right now. It's just not going to happen. But if you're looking toward the future, towards something brighter and bigger for the economy once we get through this, the recovery on the other end, start buying little stocks. They're cheap right now because they've been slaughtered. They're obscure, so Wall Street won't touch them. And they're probably going to be the big names that they're going to dominate the world 10, 15 years from now. But that means you need confidence and a long view, and that's in short supply right now.
You said that there are even some stocks that that you guys like in the midst of this, and it's not going to be any of the names we're used to hearing.
Yeah. I think some old economy names that have just been beat up, but they're still running the world. Taylor talks a lot about General Mills. We talk a lot about Ford, old economy companies that are not your Apples, not your Amazons. Amazon has basically crashed throughout the COVID era. They're now under where they were in 2019.
So I know that one of the things that you like to do when you come is to give us some tips on companies that you do like. I'm sure they're going to be kind of these more small companies that Hillary's been talking about lately. What's one or two you're looking at today?
Well, if you're looking for growth, we still love the Trading Desk, TTD. They do online ad sales. And you see companies like Facebook or Meta, however they want to be called, they're having a tough time with online ads. TTD is not. That company's kept up with Apple over the last 3 years. So throughout the pandemic, they've been great. And they've also kept up with the big health insurance companies, the big hospitals, UNH,
wow,
big companies like that. So it's actually defensive. They're hanging out with the giants.
What else do you like?
We're looking at, in terms of their companies, we still really love Ford. And nobody's grabbing the knife there. People think it's going to go back down to $4. We don't think so. We think that the company's already restructured and they've split between the electric vehicles and the old school gas tanks. They can spin off that electric company any day and then suddenly, bang, they've got a Tesla right there. Spin that company off, that side of the company's worth $18 all on its own.
Well,
$12 right now, buy the stock.
Yeah, so not to be forgotten, they do the 4-point plus dividend. So you are making money on what is invested with them every quarter as well, which you don't get with every stock. And you told me last week, Scott, because I'm pretty into Ford. We've seen. You said Hillary likes them at any point under 30 at this point. She thinks they're a good buy. If you're picking them up at $12 today, that's more than a two-for-one.
More than a two-for-one, and that could happen a year from now, 2 years out from now, whenever they spin off the electric vehicles.
Do you think that price stays where it's hanging out now until the spinoff occurs, or do they if they register good strong sales from a good quarter, does it start kind of climbing back to the $15, $16, $18, $20 range?
Well, we would obviously love it to come back immediately, but we're thinking again with the Fed squashing everybody's party week after week, probably not this year. So
gotcha.
That one might need a little bit more patience. Cash some quarterly dividends while you're waiting.
Yep, that's always a good combo. All right, get the Trading Desk email. Not related to the Trading Desk stock that he just mentioned. It's a completely different thing. But go to HillaryKramer.com and get your free subscription to Trading Desk right now. Scott writes it, and he frequently makes an appearance on the Money Night with Hillary Kramer, which will take place tonight if you're in New York on AM 970 The Answer. If you're listening online, AM970TheAnswer.com. Anywhere else on demand, podcast-wise, on the Kevin McCullough Radio podcast page. Scott, I always appreciate it. Thanks for being here.
No, thank you, sir. Have a great day.
You do the same. Kevin McCullough coming right back. My final thought. Don't go away.
Say-